What is the feeling like now that you know you're going to start tomorrow, and does it change anything for you?
No, it doesn't change anything. Obviously, it's not the circumstances you want to come in. You don't want to see someone like that go down. But I'm super excited about this opportunity and just going to go out there and play my game.
Do you feel like as the quarterback, it's kind of up to you rally the troops, I guess, in a way, or how do you go about, I guess, this week?
Yeah, I think, always being the quarterback, it's all eyes on you, you know. But I think we got a good group of guys in there, a good group of leaders that are going to really rally this whole thing together, and let's go get some wins.
To talk to Deshaun yesterday, and if so, what was that conversation like?
Yeah, I talked to him. I texted him last night, and I obviously saw him after in the training room and stuff. And I just told him, listen, I got your back no matter what, and I'm going to do whatever I can to help out. And you can't really replace Deshaun Watson. You know what I mean? The kid's been playing absolutely lights out, and but that's not my job. My job is to go out there and help this team win and do whatever I can to help.
Does it make things easier at all that you've been in this position before, playing, not playing, kind of going back and forth?
Yeah, and I'm really comfortable with this, with the system. I'm really comfortable with OB and Sean and all the guys up front. And obviously I've been working with the receivers all through OTAs and training camp. So it's ideal in that situation, but obviously you don't want to come in for someone who's hurt. It's just, it's a shame. It's unfortunate, and he'll be back ready to go.
You just mentioned this. Obviously, you've worked with everyone before. What parts of this offense do you like? What do you think fits best for you?
Well, I just like what we're doing now. Just even seeing Deshaun, what he does, and like I said, there's obviously, just gonna state the obvious, that there's some things that he can do that I can't do, but he's doing a really good job of throwing the ball down the field, and so really that's kind of what you want to keep doing. You want to keep letting these guys make some big plays for you, and that's what they're doing.
What did you learn from starting the preseason, starting that first game, that you can carry over? Like, what were some of the main lessons of being the starter of this football team?
Yeah, I just think it's just take one play at a time, That's kind of what this whole deal is about, is just one play at a time and just keep going. And listen, there's going to be some bad plays, there's going to be some good plays, but you just got to kind of keep an even keel out there and really just do it for the guys. That's the most important thing, is the 62 guys in there.
What have you learned over the past few years that you feel like prepared you for kind of this roller coaster that you're going to have in Canada?
I think it's just, you always got to be ready. That's the name of the game, and I was ready the past 6 weeks, it's that. You got to prepare like you're the starter, like I said, you don't want to come in these circumstances, but I'll be ready to go.
I don't know of a team that's kind of really ever been through what you guys have been through, Purdy and Dwayne Saga.
Yeah.
The owner's comments, the injuries of J.J. Whitney. What has Bill done throughout this whole season to kind of keep you guys navigating through all of this?
Yeah, ultimately he's communicated with us. That's the one thing. He didn't act like none of this stuff was going on. I think it would be easy to just kind of, hey, we got practice at 9. We'll see you out there. Like, he communicated with us. He's one of the guys, and he truly is a player's coach, And that's what we've all appreciated, and that's why everyone on this team's got his back 100%. And we got a lot of good leaders in there, and I can't tell you how tight this group is.
Well, I know you don't like the circumstances of getting started. Are you excited for another chance to prove yourself, especially after I know you weren't happy with the way you played in that first game?
Yeah, absolutely. You get another shot at this thing, and not too many guys get a second chance like that. And just going to take it and have fun with it, It's, like I said, I've had it before, and I'll just go back out there and do what I can to help out this team, because that's, at the end of the day, it's the only thing that people care about. Really is winning.
Tom, did you get a chance to talk to Deshaun and what was like?
I was just saying, I talked to Deshaun yesterday, and I told him I got his back, and I said it to him, I was like, listen, no one can replace you. It's going to set him up for success in the future. The guy on and off the field, I just can't say enough about the kid, and he's just a tremendous player. He's a tremendous guy. And to be honest with you, I was heartbroken as a friend, you know, with all this stuff. And it was fun watching him. But as a backup quarterback, you got to be ready to go. And these guys need me in this locker room.
Tom, the offense has been really tremendous the last several weeks. When you got a chance to start week one, the offense, I think, was still coming together. Didn't have a full complement of receivers. Will was still not on the active roster. Do you think the way the offense is playing now can allow you to play a little bit better than you did week one or anything like that?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think we're all playing well, you know, and like I just said, sometimes you can't do what Deshaun did, but I'm going to go out there and help this team win. And that's ultimately the final goal here, and I'm super confident about it, and I just can't wait to go.